32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Thanks for joining myself, Mr. Active David Katz, on 32GI Sports Nutrition. And on the back of having spoken to our Comrades Marathon champion for 2018, ironically 2017 as well, and 2014, a three-time Comrades champion, of course, Bongmusa Mthemba. I'll put a link up if you want to hear that. But we thought, let's get behind some inspirational athletes, and there are plenty out there, and plenty that are using 32GI products. And it's a great pleasure now to welcome onto the podcast Grace Tack from Australia, only 26. I say only 26 because she's already doing ultra triathlons. Grace, just talk to us about how you got started. I believe you have a running background, but you know, often people start, they start on shorter distance, but you've already stepped up to the 70.3 distance and have been very competitive.
Thanks for having me on the show. It's good to be here. As you said, I do come from a running background. I started running at a young age and went qualified for World Juniors when I was 18, and then went over to America where I studied and ran for Providence College for 4 years. So my journey with triathlon really only started when I came back from America, which was at the end of 2014. So I've been in triathlons for about 4 seasons now, and the first couple I predominantly did the sprint distance and a few Olympic distances. But yeah, my goal for this year was to do my first 70.3 race, and I love the distance, so that's going to be my goal for this year, just working towards longer races and seeing where I can go with that distance.
Grace, it's been a phenomenal rise having stepped up to the sort of 70.3 or sort of ultra triathlon distance. So you only got your professional license at the end of last year. You've already raced a few races, and your debut in Geelong, just tell us about that. I mean, what a phenomenal attempt at your first sort of 70.3 distance triathlon.
Yeah, it certainly was an unforgettable first 70.3. I guess my goals going into the race, having not raced that distance before, was to finish, was number one. Two was to make lots of mistakes that I could learn from going forward. And three was just to have fun. So I guess talking through the race, I had a good day out there. I came out of the swim with some other girls. On the bike, I maintained second or third position. And then when it came to the run, I got off the bike 6 minutes down from the first place and managed to run her down. Unfortunately, there's a few videos online of me coming through the last 100 metres or so, even 50 metres of the race, and I tried to sprint and my legs just seized up. My quads just wouldn't let me go any further. So I actually collapsed a few times in the finishing chute, and the girl that I had passed passed me back. So I ended up with a second, but I was extremely happy with that. As I said, it was my first race, so it was great to be on the podium.
Grace, we'll grab those videos from you, put a few links up if people want to see Grace in action as well. I mean, literally her debut race at that distance, phenomenal performance. You then went and raced Challenge Australia, same distance, the sort of half challenge. Melbourne, should I say, not Australia. So Geelong, Melbourne, you're a Melbourne girl, both races sort of there. Then you go off to Japan and you absolutely smash it. Tell us about that experience.
Thanks. Yeah, I guess Japan was my first race overseas, and so I didn't really know what to expect, but just went in there with a good training base behind me and the two previous races, Challenge Melbourne, as you mentioned, and Geelong, and so that put me in good stead. The race there was quite different. It was quite technical on the bike and quite challenging, and yeah, I came away with the win from that, so I was extremely happy with that, and it was a great first overseas race for me.
Grace, like many, well, we say professional athletes, but a lot of professional athletes, depending on the sport of choice, are still forced to work. You're a qualified physiotherapist. How much time do you get to practice? Does that help your ability to train? And surely the experience and the sort of knowledge that comes with studying something like physiotherapy can only aid the way that you understand your body and are able to utilize your body to its maximum potential.
Yeah, so I graduated from the University of Melbourne with a physio degree late last year. So I've actually only kind of gotten into work the last couple of months. And at this stage, I'm only doing it part-time so that I can focus on my running at this stage. But, yeah, definitely I think having that background really helps with understanding my body. I'm quite in tune with my own body from previous injuries I've had. Sometimes it's great to have the knowledge, but other times you kind of want to be a little bit ignorant about what's happening, or you're in a bit of denial that maybe you're perhaps getting injured. So I think it definitely helps maybe sometimes.
Grace, you made me chuckle there, because that's a very good point. You think of all the benefits, but what comes with that is, as you say, that knowledge. And any athlete, be it a runner, a triathlete, I know you come from a running base, you're now into triathlon, you know, you feel that little tweak and you're like, I can push through it. So I totally get what you are saying. Talking about that as well, I mean, you said you went to the States, you started your studies there. And generally when people are students, they don't eat the best, you know, finances aren't the greatest. For someone who went as an athlete, though, I mean, you were already running at a decent level at that stage before your triathlon career. What diet, was that where you were introduced to eating well, or, you know, were you a typical student?
That's a good question. In America, they term it the freshman 15, putting on 15 pounds in your first year over in college. For me, I grew up eating very healthy. My parents always prepared healthy options and healthy meals. So for me, going over there, I kept a pretty healthy diet. There were so many options. We had access to the food courts, and there were options for salads and pasta and a whole variety of different things. So I think while I was over there, it didn't really change a whole lot from how I was eating before I left and how I eat now.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the Americans didn't win you over with your dietary sort of, I don't want to say requirements, but tastes is probably a better word. Talk to me now, I mean, as a triathlete, you know, triathletes eat like horses. You need so many nutrients to fuel the training of three different disciplines. Of course, racing is technical and very tricky. You've got to practice. It's a complete science. You're a 32-GI athlete. How do you incorporate supplements into your sort of training and racing?
Yeah, certainly. I've noticed a huge increase in the amount of food that I need to consume, especially in the last 6 months since I finished physio and really lifted up the training. So I guess with 32GI, they've really supported me, providing me extra nutrition on top of my current diet. So particularly during a race situation, the gels, the bars, the hydrate, that all comes into play to allow me to perform at my best. In terms of other supplements, I use protein powder after hard training and hard races just to get that protein and the carbohydrates back into my system.
Grace, you really are an inspirational athlete. As I mentioned earlier, it's really hard to believe you are only 26. You've got a race coming up very soon, actually now on the 5th of August. It's another 70.3, I think the Asia Pacific Championships. You must be a little bit nervous for that. Talk to us about that. What are you hoping for? But then also want you, as a sort of a lasting thing, just to let us know. I mean, this happens with a lot of endurance athletes and maybe more so with triathletes. But people tend to race quite a bit because it's exciting and it's new and you get into it. But then you run the risk of overtraining and it has a knock-on or over-racing effect. 70.3, not as much as maybe looking at a full Ironman, but could have the same impact. Is that something that is in the back of your mind? And, you know, as you step up to the full distance, is it something that you will look to sort of restrict the amount of times you race a year?
Yeah, so as you said, my next race is only about a week and a half away in Cebu, Philippines, and that's the Asia Pacific Championship. It's also a half Ironman. So going into it, I guess I don't put too much pressure on myself. It's mainly just to get out there and do my best on the day. I think it will be quite hard with the humidity and the heat racing in the Philippines. I haven't done that before, so it will be interesting to see how I go in those conditions. In terms of how I feel I'm going to go, I think that a top five performance would be amazing. But as I said, I'm just out there to have fun, see how I go, and build on top of that for future races. In terms of overuse and overdoing it, definitely plays a big part in my mind. I've had some injuries in the past, so for me it's very much my schedule was around not racing too much in this first year. I've got two other races after Philippines. At this stage, I think that will be enough racing for 1 year. And I guess I don't, at this stage, I'm not sure whether I'm going to progress to a full Ironman just so soon, maybe 5 years' time. But at this stage, my goal is to focus on the half Ironman. So I guess, making sure that my schedule, I have enough break in between each race, is leaving probably at least 6 weeks, up to maybe 2 months between races, just so I don't get injured and overdo it.
32 GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32 GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.